Listener Production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. The federal government is announcing a major funding boost to help the Darling Downs be better prepared for flooding and heavy rain events. Toowoomba, Southern and Western Downs, Lockyer Valley and Gundawindi councils will share in $7 million to deliver projects improving flood warning equipment. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt says this includes things like rainfall and river height gauges, flood cameras and signage.
It's one thing to recover from the last event, but what we want to do is build back better and be much more prepared than we ever have been before.
The peak body for council has warned regional households face paying $437 a year extra on their rates if the state government doesn't fix a funding black hole and fast. The Local Government Association of Queensland research found there's a $2.2 billion funding gap for things like roads and water. It wants 2011 laws that put a ceiling on how much councils can charge property developers for infrastructure to be revoked. There are calls for governments to ramp up the war on red imported fire ants that could slash agriculture output by up to 40%. It comes as the pests have now been detected in Oakey, dangerously close to the Murray-Darling Basin, sparking fears it could become a national problem. The bunya nut, which dates back to Jurassic times, has potential to thrive commercially here, with UQ researchers uncovering multiple health benefits. Dr. Jacqueline Naldoni from UQ's Queensland Alliance for Agriculture and Food Innovation says bunya nuts are low in fat, high in fibre, contain essential amino acids and are gluten-free. They're also mainly found in the bunya mountains.
It's one of the main problems, actually, the supply, because we don't have it widely available in Queensland anymore, which you said. A few things could be done. First of all, protecting the trees.
And Toowoomba's Archie Moore has won the top prize at the Venice Biennale, the oldest and one of the most important art exhibitions in the world. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese congratulating the local artist on social media. Archie is the first Aussie to ever be awarded the top gong.